This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again, I'm Brent, and I have a new friend with me, Sally. And Sally does a lot of work in HIV, AIDS, related areas, and she's going to do an introduction with us today on some of the things that we may not know about HIV/AIDS and what we can learn about. This should be very interesting. Go ahead, Sally.
Well, it's good to be able to talk to you today. And the first thing I want to say is that people with HIV/AIDS are really no different to you and to me. And the most important thing is not to be afraid of them, and that they need our love, they need our care, they need our support. And that we can't catch AIDS just by getting to know them, just by being friends with them. And one of the most dangerous things, I think, in the world today is the fact that people with HIV and with AIDS are so stigmatized. And they're pushed away from society. We don't care about them anymore. And that makes it something that everybody else is afraid of. So I think if there's one message that I'd want you to go away from this radio program with today, it would be to love and care for the people that you find in your community who have HIV and who have AIDS.
That's really a very good and positive statement, I think, to destigmatize people. But what about the fear that we have when we think about being around people with HIV/AIDS?
Well, you know, it's not really as dangerous as we tend to think of it.
Oh, okay.
There's actually only four ways you can catch HIV/AIDS. It's not transmitted by coughing and sneezing like a cold. It's not transmitted by giving a big hug. You can't catch it from hugging. You can't catch it from eating a meal with someone, from using the same knives and forks or cups and plates. So if you're in a restaurant, if you're in a home, if the cups and plates haven't been washed too well, you don't need to be afraid of that, because the virus doesn't transmit in that way.
Wow.
It doesn't transmit through insects, through mosquitoes, mosquito bites. So sharing a flat with someone, sharing a home and a bathroom with someone, you're not going to catch it from the insects or the mosquitoes that are around that might bite them and might bite you. It's not going to happen, because that's not the way the virus transmits. And actually, HIV as a virus is a very poor infectious agent. You're actually much more likely to catch hepatitis. It's about, I think, 100 times more efficient as a transmitter, just as an infectious agent. So how can you catch HIV? I think that's what you need to know. You can find out you can't catch it through the normal everyday living activities. But there are basically four ways that HIV can transmit itself. And the first one is through sexual intercourse, either between a man and a woman or between two men. And it's when sexual fluids are exchanged that the virus can pass from one person to another. So one way to protect yourself from HIV is to make sure that you decide to have your sexual relationship with someone you know well and you trust, and that relationship is ongoing, that you remain faithful to that person and that they remain faithful to you, and that you know that one another are not infected with HIV. So you might know that because neither of you have ever had a sexual relationship before. You might know that because you've talked about it and you've decided to go and have a test for the virus. You might not know that. And so you might decide that to have that ongoing and stable relationship in a sexual way, you actually want to have the test to give that kind of confidence to one another. But most of the time, if you've got a relationship with someone who's faithful to you and you're faithful to them, and you've both been just faithful to that one partner, there's no risk of HIV.
Okay.
The second way it can be transmitted is through blood products. So one thing we need to be careful of is accidents. You don't tend to think of a road accident or a bicycle accident as being a risk for HIV. It isn't in itself. But if you then go and have a blood transfusion where the blood hasn't been tested for HIV, then that can be a problem. So we'd always advise workers who are going overseas to make sure that they have any routine kind of things, dental work or surgical procedures that they know they're going to need. They've just been putting it off for a while. Have those kind of things done before you leave your home country. And if you do have an emergency in the country that you're working in, you need to make sure that there are safe blood supplies in that place. You maybe need to have, if you do some research, even now, you maybe need to find out what the practices are at the local hospital. Because when you've had an accident and you've fallen off your motorbike, you might not be in a fit state to ask the questions when you get there. So you might need to have a kit in your home that has some blood substitute in it if your local hospital doesn't have safe blood supply. That would be a way that you could protect yourself. Another way that HIV is transmitted is through contaminated needles, syringes. And that's, again, if you get yourself pricked or cut in some way. So obviously people working in a clinic or in medical services, they need to take this very seriously. And most of the clinics and medical facilities should look very carefully at their infection control policies and how they clean the needles, how they sterilize the equipment. But if you're not actually working in a medical facility yourself, you could have a clean needle and a clean syringe in your own medical pack. So again, if you were caught traveling, you needed an injection for some reason, you can give your own and you can be sure that it's well sterilized. The last way is from a mother to a child. And that tends to frighten people, but it's really not as frightening as you think. A mother can only transmit HIV to her child if she has it first herself. So if the mother has been in a stable sexual relationship with her partner and he has been stable to her in the relationship with her and neither of them are HIV infected, then that baby's not going to have HIV. A lot of people panic and they think, oh, the mother can give HIV to the baby. It's only if the mother's got HIV in the first place. But if the mother does have HIV, then she can transmit it to the child. And so if you're in a relationship where one of you is HIV positive and you want to have a baby, then you need to go and get some expert medical advice because there is a risk that the mother will catch HIV if the partner is infected when she becomes pregnant, and then there is a risk to the child. So if you're an aid worker going overseas for the first time and you're planning to start a family, you might want to think about some of these things before you go overseas. The danger to the mother might also be at the time of delivery. If the equipment in the hospital is not clean, if she maybe needs a blood transfusion at the time of birth and that may be not properly sterilized or checked for HIV, then she could contract HIV at the time of birth. And then she might be at risk of passing on the HIV to the baby through breastfeeding. So basically the advice would be, if you're going overseas and you're planning to start a family, you maybe want to plan for the delivery to happen when you're in your home country, if the medical facilities locally are not good enough.
I find that very comforting to have you go over that with us about what ways that you can't catch AIDS and which ways you can. And as we think about that, I want to make sure that you're going to come back and do some other sessions with us, because this is so helpful, because this is such an anxiety producing time. I know for me, myself, just listening to you, I was very comforted because I do get afraid of the unknown. And I think when we're in a different country, working in a different context, it can be very unsettling for us to come up against new information. If there was one thing that you wanted to restate for our listening audience today, what would that be?
I think it would be that HIV is largely preventable. Okay. It's not going to happen to you by surprise. And let's care for the people who have HIV and let's give them our love and support.
Thank you very much.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.